defenders. At the same time, we are equally worried about the probably even higher amount of unreported acts of intimidation due to fear of further reprisals. We condemn the implementation of repressive legal instruments by states, such as Belarus or Russia, to criminalize cooperation with international organizations, including the UN human rights mechanisms. The organizations such as Human Rights House Foundation or Men and Law mentioned in the report are just examples of this practice in Russia. Increased surveillance, both online and offline, is another worrying trend that supports self-censorship and makes reporting on intimidation or reprisals more challenging. Madam Assistant Secretary General, numerous human rights defenders have declined to have their case mentioned in your report, not even anonymized, out of fear of reprisals. How can we ensure better protection of the human rights defenders so that their choice will be to engage with the UN? I thank you.
Thank you. The floor is for Liechtenstein.
Thank you, Mr. President. Liechtenstein condemns any act of intimidation.